You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Crystal, let's start with some good news, right? The Global Teacher Prize has gone to a Kenyan, and it's really worth a lot of money.
Absolutely, Obungani. It's such a beautiful story, you know. I mean, this is a Franciscan monk, brother Peter Tabichi, and he won the 2019 Foundation Global Teacher Prize of $1 million. And, I mean, it's just amazing. Firstly, he gives about 80% of his salary away to people. He teaches in a very poor village where we're looking at the student ratio is about 58 to 1. There's poor internet connection, and there's one computer. But despite this, he's been able to recognize, you know, that children, if they are encouraged, if they are motivated, they can really overcome their differences. So he, for instance, he paid tribute to the children, and he said, look, the prize is not recognizing him. It's recognizing the children of Kenya, recognizing the children of Africa. And so what he's done is he started a maths and physics club in this village, in Nakura. So basically, he just simply teaches kids and just tells them that, you know, they can do anything they put their mind on. And we see now the science club, for instance, they've qualified for all the national competitions in Kenya. They've done exceptionally well. They've won different prizes in science and, maths. And he was saying that, look, you know, this prize is dedicated to the children of Africa because he wants to produce the scientists and engineers whose names will be famous one day, and there should be a focus on the girl child. So, I mean, it was a tough competition, Bongani. I mean, there were 10,000 contributors who actually applied for this prize. There was a shortlist of 179, and Brother Peter won the prize of $1 million, Bongani, and I think it's really something to celebrate.
All right, very quickly then, Crystal, also, oh gosh, how many times have we done this story, right? An outbreak of Ebola in the DRC.
Well, I mean, it's still ongoing 7 months later, Bongani, and you would have assumed with all the money, resources, and new medicines, you know, that's been allocated and just zoomed into that area, there's still not good news. Now the International Rescue Committee is on the ground, say that they, for instance, had 58 new cases just last week, and that's the highest number this year, and they actually suspect that the real number might be higher. So they said, look, if you look at all the resources that's been spent, you should have had the number come down because we're looking at 7 months since the outbreak. But what you see is actually the numbers are going up. So despite the hard work, we see that the violence and insecurity, because frequently agents have to close and suspend programs. So which is really problematic for Ghana because we have to be able to contain Ebola. I mean, it has real dire consequences, not only for the country, but of course for surrounding neighboring countries. So it's really a bit disappointing to hear things are not looking good on that Ebola.
All right, we'll leave it there for this morning's Africa Report with Crystal Audison.